Looking at the surgery types being undertaken, as you can see, the one thing that stands out is 37% of patients undergoing immediate reconstruction undergo implant-only reconstruction. But one issue there is that it includes all temporizing procedures. So the trends in certain parts of the country at the moment to put an implant in or expander in, go ahead with the radiotherapy, and then bring them back for a flap at a later stage. And as you can see, the distribution changes for delayed reconstruction, where you've got a much higher proportion of patients undergoing autologous free tissue transfer. Overall, the rate in the system is around 20% at the moment, and that compares, makes a significant increase from the rate we saw in the 2005-2006 data reported in the first center report, which was 11%. But that could, to an extent, reflect slightly lower levels of units entering their mastectomy-only patients, because people are more keen to sort of enter their reconstructive patients. But we'll have the HES data to corroborate that in the next few weeks.